Now listen to two students discussing the letter.
I totally disagree with Tim's proposal.
Why?
Well, look, Tim's my friend, but he's not your typical student. He stays up late partying every night, weeknights too.
If he parties every night, no wonder he can't pay attention.
Yes, and most students aren't like that. They come to class prepared and rested, and they can concentrate.
So you're saying the problem is really Tim?
Yes, he was in one of my classes last year, and whenever I looked at him, he was actually sleeping.
I guess if he's sleeping, he can't really know what's happening, what other people in class are doing.
Right. And you want to know what does happen in that last hour of seminar? In a lot of seminars that I've been in, that's when things get interesting.
Really?
Yes, that's usually when students get really involved in the discussion and start exchanging important ideas. And if the history department actually did what Tim suggests, well, if they did that, what would happen is you'd lose what might be the most worthwhile part of a seminar.
The woman expresses her opinion about the proposal described in the letter. Briefly summarize the proposal, then state her opinion about the proposal, and explain the reasons she gives for holding that opinion.